The U.S. military has launched another offensive in the western deserts of Iraq. The military calls it Operation Sword, an effort to find suspected insurgents and foreign fighters northwest of Baghdad. Inside the capital, a suicide car bombing has killed a member of the national parliament, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
At 87, Dari Ali Al-Fayed was the oldest member of Iraq's National Assembly. Because of that, in accordance with Iraqi tradition, he presided over the first few meetings until a speaker was elected. This morning, he was on his way to Baghdad's heavily protected green zone to attend another session of the assembly when a car bomb exploded next to his vehicle. His son and three of his bodyguards were also killed. Fayed's death is an unhappy milestone, coming as it does on the one-year anniversary of the handover of sovereignty from the U.S. to the Iraqis. By 11 a.m. local time here, there'd been two more suicide bombings as well, one in Kirkuk and the other in the south. According to the Brookings Institute, in the month of the handover last year, there were 18 suicide bombings. In May of this year, there were 135. The increase in daily violence has overshadowed some of the successes here, the elections in January being the most visible. But some Iraqis in the capital today say the times are tough and seem only to be getting tougher. At a tea house, Sunni shopkeeper Tariq Al-Dulaimi says that things have deteriorated lately. He says, if you look at Iraq, what progress has it witnessed? Look at the general situation. Security? Worse. Economy? Worse. The political situation? Worse, he says. Shiite bookseller Muqtad Mohammed Nuri says that Iraq still has not achieved full sovereignty in his eyes.
If there's no security, there's no independence. So I think we face a problem because of the security.
Many here realize that there is a long, hard road ahead. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.